Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. And guess what, guys? It's so big. Oh my gosh, it's so big. God desires for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogradio.com/successwithnicola. And if it's packed out, just go ahead and go online there. You can listen in. You don't have to dial in. And we have started a new series. And I am just on 10. Your hustle need to be on 10 this morning. Our series is On the Mark, Reset, Go. There's an order to this, family. And so we are repositioning you to live your best life now. When? Now. Now, 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 now. And what's taking you so long to live your best life now? Our scripture today is going to be coming out of the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis. And we are going to be in Genesis 15 and 18. Many of us are starting our journey with our businesses in the middle or even at the end. The middle of the end of what? Someone else's story. But we got to take you back to the beginning, and we've got to identify the mark on today, the goal on today, what was said to us by God. Because if you do what God tells you to do, you can't do anything but win. I don't care if it looks like you're losing now. You're winning. God got you in the fire. He's finding you. And so we've got to go to the Lord right now and have him to be clear on the mark. What did he tell us to do? What did he give us? There's a promise that many of us are not even aware of. We know that the promises of the Lord are yea and amen. What does that mean in our life today? You got to start reading this Bible and understanding that you have to worship God in the spirit and truth. And so many of us are still natural, so we're missing the mark. We want to be on par with the mark. We got to go to the Lord for that. He's the only one with the real answer, but he lives on the inside of you if you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. We have to be unapologetic about this. You dialed in and you had a choice. I got to give it to you straight. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day, for this is the day that you've made, and we are so joyous and so glad to be in the land of the living. Dear Lord, you are so mighty. Just think, before you formed us in our mother's womb, plan for us. You had a clear assignment for us. And dear Lord, we're seeking that right now. We know we can't get clear on what the mark is without getting it right with you. We're coming before you, oh dear Lord, laying aside every weight so that we can now be light enough where we can hear. Increase our spiritual hearing right now. Father God, we come before you. We're asking you to allow your Holy Spirit to take full reign here and power start your day. Your children are here hungry. They're thirsty. They want to know. But we're asking, oh, Father God, to show us how to move aside anything, release anything that's coming in between us being able to be clear on the mark, the plan, the target we should be focusing on. As we're on this journey, oh, dear Lord, we're ready to be single-minded. You said a double-minded man or woman is unstable in all their ways, and we want to be flat-footed in the kingdom, doing great acts in your name and not our own. They'll know who sent us when we come. We're ready to dominate and take full of the land that you've already given to our forefathers. We want to acknowledge you in all of our ways, being a great example unto the kingdom. We thank you that we're going to need strength to do that. We need wisdom to do that. We got to know we got to move expeditiously. And so we're taking on the assignment. Let it be clear unto us on this day. We thank you. Bless each and every household that's under the sound of our voice. Let them be on one accord for God's plan, not their own. We bless you, and we're ready to be meek. So we can inherit the earth that you already have given to us. We honor you, and we pray this prayer in a majestic, the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and seal it with his blood. And all right, so guys, listen. This is some good stuff. You know, let's go first to the word, because there was an agreement with our father of faith, Abram, who after he completed his assignment, his name turned to Abraham. See, many of us are still in our Abram state. We're not clear that we're really on God's team. But isn't it amazing how God has so much faith in us, in man, but we don't have faith in God? He's saying, look, I'm going to give you this, and this is going to be owned by your descendants, the joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. So this applies to us. We're talking about the land of milk and honey. We're talking about God has already given us everything. But what's taking us so long to possess it? I'm talking about your spot at the top. It's already there with your name on it. You've got to believe it. So Genesis 15 and 18, it says, on that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, to your descendants, that's to us, I have given this land of Egypt as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. But all the way back in Genesis, it didn't happen until way somebody, a generation, a few folks, us, that said, are we going in? We know that journey, when Moses began that journey, it took him 40 years, but it should have took him 11 days. What took so long? Were they clear on the mark? Were they not clear? Or did they really believe there was a destination? Did they really believe that they had a spot at top? Did they really believe God that he gave them the abundant life? I need us to get very clear on our mark on today. Your best life now is an abundant life. But you got to start operating in the spirit of abundance before you're going to see the abundant life. We said, get on the mark. What is really the goal? We see that in that book of Genesis, as I just read to you in Genesis 15, 18, but if you go on through to what you're going to see, that God had to keep sending the message on down. This is what we should be doing in our network marketing business when we start talking about bringing the good news, the gospel. This is what we're talking about, is that, yes, you can make, yes, your mark is at the top. Yes, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a struggle. Things are not going to go exactly the way it planned, but you need to have your own faith. Nobody can give you faith. You can't buy faith. You can buy hair. You can buy clothes. You can buy shoes. You can buy all these other things, but you cannot buy faith. You've got to believe before you see. That is the reason why we have our father of faith, Abraham, who didn't see, who had to come out of totally different thinking. He came out of his father's house. His father's house did not believe in the principles of our God. Did not. The way has already been paved. Every single day I'm here sharing with you what God shared with me, because I did not have the upline to tell me exactly how to apply the principles, not of network marketing. We're talking about the principles of who created it all. And he said, if you follow these principles and you take this anywhere you go, I don't care if you're taking it into what city you're in, I don't care what company you're in, it's going to work. Because I've already given it to you, there are some rules, some laws. You got to work as unto the Lord instead of unto man. This is one of the hardest principles that I see people. They think that taking their spot at the top is just so somebody else can see you, or just so you can say, I showed you. But what are you showing God? Every day, in your darkest hour, in your quiet time, what are you showing him? Are you asking him what is the mark? The mark is the land of milk and honey. It's already been given to you. But we're missing the mark. Many of us come and we say, oh, mama didn't teach me this, daddy didn't teach me that, because they missed the mark. But what does that have to do with you? The same thing when you're talking about Joshua, who the baton was passed to him from Moses. They gave the people of God a Moses. They did not want to listen. They wanted to wander. It should have took them 11, it took them 40 years. Just like for you, each and every day, you're not getting the wisdom to count days. So places in your company that should have taken you 3 days, things that should have taken you 30 days, things that should have taken you 3 years, it's taking you way longer of the time because you are still wandering in the wilderness. Been given the assignment. You've already been given. I got to do my 2 plus 3. I got to do my 5, 5, 5 a day. But you can't do 5, 5, 5 a day. Today you do 2. Tomorrow you do 10. Tomorrow you do 5. Tomorrow you do none. But you want what people have done to take their spot at the top on the mark. The instructions have already been given to you. Each and every company has them. You're just not listening. They've given you things, say, hey, read this checklist. Hey, follow this checklist. You checked off 3, but there are 10. Okay, well, after you do the checklist, I need you to set up your launch. What date is that going to be? People have a conversation. We're still waiting on a date for your launch, but you still want to call your upline and say, I need these 3 ways. I need this. I need that. Have you followed the instructions so that you can now go in and possess the land of milk and honey? No, you want to do it your way. The mark is not clear. I don't know how to tell it to you any way but straight. Because why? I don't come on my own recognizance, because if I did, I would actually have just missed this call and go get my hairdo. I'm coming like what God said. He's going to make the crooked path straight. I'm giving you it straight. No chaser. I'm saying this is what you need to do. You need to go back and reset, pay very close attention, and say, did I do the checkoffs? You thought you did. You thought you were saying the script exactly the way they told you to. You thought that you did exactly what they told you to do. But I need you to go back and do a review. I need you guys to understand something. That in this season, I need you to have the biggest attitude of gratitude for everything, the good and the bad. Because even the word of God tells us to count it all joy. Count it all joy that even if you're not getting it right now, that you're doing it all wrong, that today is your opportunity to get it right. Some of us need an attitude adjustment so that we can increase our altitude. I can tell you right now that your mark is not clear. Because if your mark was clear, you would be skipping away every single day with expediency, counting your days, moving as far, as close to your target, as fast as possible. You wouldn't have any time for contemplation. Procrastination wouldn't even come down your street. You were clear on the mark because you know the mark is at the top. If you knew without a shadow of a doubt that one day your spot at the top is waiting for you, you would be moving every day because you know your mark. Is it really the job of your business partners to be more concerned about your success than you are? Is it really your job for them to walk you every step of the way to the top? See, the funny thing is, and I know that God put me in a position he did for me, where there was no one there but him. And he said, now I'm going to tell you what to tell them. But these messages, these instructions are for those who have the ears to hear. Most of you guys want to do before you hear. Every single day is one step closer to your mark. But what are we using the days to do? Let's say, for instance, that today you went on and you said, okay, well, I'm going beyond 5. I'm going to go to 10. Keep up a pace that you know you can have consistency with. This business, one of the principles of success is consistency. Definitely not complacency. Consistency. Pace it. Keep going back. Go back again. Follow up. Do your plan. Everyday consistency and disconnect from the outcome. Okay, so you did? Great. So you were all fine. Can you keep up the same attitude no matter what answer you get? You have to have an attitude of consistency, the work ethic of consistency. We are getting the mark very clear before we go into reset mode. Write out the goal now. Number the days. If you were supposed to get your first win in your company within a week or 2 weeks, have you done that? If not, go back and see, can you help someone else do that? I keep talking to the people until I find someone who wants to follow the instructions. Sometimes I may even take you down a road and see, can you follow the instructions? And if you had no instructions, would you keep moving? These are characteristics of leaders. These are characteristics of people that can now lead other people into the promised land. The greatest amongst you are the servants, not the ones who are being served all the time. If you're always looking to be served, you will never become great. The servants. which are the people that are going to serve you up, no whether you say yes or no, the people who are going to offer you the better life, to offer you the opportunity, offer you the land of milk and honey, no matter what, are the ones who become great. Let's open up this call, guys. Let's get clear on the mark. You guys ready? You guys ready? Good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's open up the line, 770-6661. Good morning. Are you there this morning? Good morning. Let's see here. Loud background. Let me see if we can go to another caller. I can tell you right now, Mama got to go get a do. Robert and I are strengthening our union so we can be stronger for the kingdom, stronger for the business. And I got to get you. I got to go see what's going on here. You guys want to come in the queue or won't be no queue today. It won't be no queue today. Lord, Father, I did what you told me to do. Now they need to do what you told them to do. They want to share. You clear on the mark. Let's go. Let's go. Let's see here. Good morning. Let me see here this thing here. Good morning. Good morning. Let's see if we got a caller on the line, 609, last 42210. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Nicola. I love you more and more every day with these Power Start Your Day calls.
Good morning,
I forgot to give my name yesterday, but I'll make sure I give my name. I'm David Leach out of Philadelphia. But this morning's message is a lot of us need to hear what you said. It's about consistency. People want to come in and try and reinvent the wheel. You got top leaders that have been doing this for 10, 15 years, and then you're wondering why you're not successful. You got to follow the steps. I know my senior business partner, James Johnson, instilled in me not to miss any training. I've only been with the company 6 months, and I've been to 7 trainings, and I'm a sales director in March, and my goal was June, so I'm staying consistent. I'm leaving my job in 8 days, and I can't wait to just continue to follow the system. That's all we have to do. Stop waiting for people to hold your hand and do things. This is your business, and you have to work it. We're there to help you. Our top leaders and senior business partners are here to help us, but you got to take that step forward on faith. You can't wait to just see it. You got to believe it. And if you believe it, like you said, you will receive it, but you got to have that faith. So that's all I wanted to add this morning.
You added a ton. I love, love, love what you brought to the call the last few days in the standpoint of letting them know, don't miss a training. I will be afraid of a warrior. I will be afraid of a soldier that has either a sword or a gun without training. I can tell you that right now. People want, they want to glean off of what you invested in. They want to glean off of what, get yourself to those training so that you can hear clearly what your mark is, what you should be doing before you press reset. Good morning, 404, last 49889. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Quinita out of Atlanta.
Hey, Quinita, how you doing?
Hey, I'm wonderful. Oh, my gosh. Like, I don't know if you was in our meeting, our team meeting last night. But Lord, like everything that you said was duplicated. Like, and I'm, some of the members on the team is like messaging in the inbox. They like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what we just talked about last night. And I say, you know, it's just amazing to know that you're on track. You're on track. You're in alignment. You're in alignment. And this is what we need to hear. This is what we need to keep hearing. And it's like the more you go to the next level, the more you push to go to the next level, you got to change gears and do things differently than what you did when you first started at maybe a field trainer or a sales director. It's like you really have to keep striving. And the consistency piece, oh, my gosh, if you're not consistent, your business is going to show. It's a reflection of everything that you're doing in your business. And I'm just thank you for everything that you give. Because you are a awesome leader. Like, you can tell. You just pour out. You give. And this is exactly what we need. So, as a top leader, I appreciate you, and I thank you for even sharing what you're sharing, because it was like, for this because it really just shows that I'm on track for what I'm supposed to do, and you keep pushing towards the mark. Just keep pressing, and that's what I'm looking to do. Keep pressing, and I appreciate that. So
well, I thank you for your leadership, Kwamita. I mean, you got some dynamic leadership. You got a leader, Denigia, that follows the mark to the T. Because, see, let me tell you something. Leaders who are willing to be accountable, if I were to say, did you do this? Did you do that? Did you do this? And they can say, yes, yes, yes. That means that they are paying attention. And now once you become a leader, your life is no longer just your own. Those checks don't come with the price. Now we're responsible for other people's success. But that don't just start with your senior business partner or your upline. You now must take that same thing. You must now duplicate that as soon as possible. This ain't just about people collecting checks to stand up on stage. This is about helping people make impact. You want to be around this time next year, the year after, the year after, the year after. Don't take the spirit of offense. Take the message and go to work, because I'm giving it to you raw so that you can say, I did not understand. No comprende. I need you to understand what we're saying every single day so you can win at a high level. 501, last four, 4473. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Good morning.
My name is Angel from Arkansas, and I'm listening to you, and it reminds me of the scripture that says, write the vision, make it plain, so that men may run and not faint. You are, for me, to always tell us to write it down, write it down. You have to see what you do before you do it. And if God gives it to you, he's going to show you a way through it.
You are 100%. You are 100%. Anytime that you talking about the word of God, it's the truth. And I can tell you right now that he laid it out already. What's taking so long? You ain't got no faith, whoever it is. You want to say, oh, you're not talking to me. I'm talking to whoever ain't moving like they don't know how many days they got. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, I'm not scared of you. I'm only scared that if my father tell me to do something, say something, I'm scared of him. That's the reason why I'm like, okay, he don't know. It's more than the coffee that got me crunk on 10. You need to take your hustle up to 10 this morning and get to moving, because God said so. Hello, somebody. Good morning, 973-9242. Good morning.
Hey, Nicola. Good morning, everybody. This is Barbara from Jersey. Can you hear me good?
Yes, I can hear you, little sis. Good morning.
Oh, my landlord. Let me tell you. Wait a minute, son. Let me tell you. I put up a post this morning that said, be scared and do it anyway, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't know why I put that post up. On Sunday, my pastor said, this is exactly what you need to hear. Let me just tell y'all, well, you know, but I've been a network marketer for almost, 10 years, and missing the mark. Let's just say that, and missing the mark. So once I've got here, and I've made some great strides thus far, but I was like, God, what is going on? And this morning in prayer, I was reciting back what you said on yesterday, and I was just like, God, I don't want to miss the mark today. So what is it that we need to do? So when you got on this morning and you said consistency, and I was like, okay, yeah, I'm very consistent. But when you say complacency, I was like, oh, wait a minute. What's going on? So I just came up with the equation. Consistency minus complacency equals completion. So I was just like, oh, my God, I'm driving in the car with my baby, we on our way to school, and I was just like, she just knocked me clean off my toes, because it's easy to be complacent. Hello, I can tell you, I've done it. So I was just like, oh my mercy, this is good, And I'm glad. And when you said it this morning, this is for who has an ear. It doesn't matter if you have an ear attached to your head. No, you have to have an ear to be sensitive to what the word of God is saying. So he that has an ear, let him hear. She is me. And thank you so much for this constantly do for us. Oh, my, this was great. I did not know why I put that post up, but now I know. Thank you.
Now you know. Now you know. And say, listen, there might be a little fear that's going to kick in. That's where faith belongs. Faith belongs in place of your fear. Lord even says, I mean, why fear man? What can they do to you anyway? Say no. What is that about anyway? When they say no, but God said yes, you got to keep going. They said no, but God already said yes. Get clear on the mark, family. Get clear on the mark. And when we start talking about reset on tomorrow, come ready, because I don't even know. God just placed that fire in me this morning. And he said, what you having for breakfast? Hustle. Get moving. I'm already like where I am in my company. I'm not complacent. You lose humility when you start making strides and you start thinking you all that in a bag of chips. You don't keep doing what you did to get there. You don't want to have the attitude. I remember I see these people when they had nothing, they were so humble. They get something and they just act a fool. We got to annihilate that spirit in the name of Jesus in this industry. Consistency don't stop when you think you arrive at the top. Praise God for this message on today, you guys. Talk to you soon.